Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on arranging a jungle switch up using resampling workflows. If your DNB track feels like it's just looping, this is the move that makes it feel like a record. We're going to take an 8-bar drop idea, print parts of our own drums and bass into audio, slice them up, and build a transition that creates real contrast before the next drop lands. That contrast is the whole game in jungle and DNB. You want a section that feels familiar, then suddenly shifts the rhythm, the tone, the space, or the energy silhouette. Maybe the drums thin out. Maybe the bass turns into a stab. Maybe a chopped break takes over for 2 bars. The point is that the listener feels that arrangement moving forward, not just repeating. So let's start with the strongest 8-bar drop loop in your session. You want something solid already in place. Drums, sub, mid bass. Maybe a bit of FX, and enough headroom so nothing is clipping. Duplicate that region and label your sections clearly so you can stay organized. I like thinking in simple terms here. Drop A, switch. Drop B. That alone helps you hear the arrangement as a journey instead of a loop. Now set your locators. Mark the beginning of the phrase, the point where the switch up starts, and the spot where the next drop comes back in. At DNB tempos around 174 to 176 BPM, a 16-bar transition usually feels natural, but don't treat that as a rule. The important thing is that the listener gets enough time to feel the setup before the change lands. First up, we're going to resample the drums. Create a new audio track called Resample Drums. You can set the input to resampling if you want to grab the full master chain, but for more control, it's often better to route from the drum group or a drum return. If your drums are already grouped, this is a great place to keep things tidy. Before you print, give the drums a little extra character. A saturator with a few dB of drive can help bring out the transients, and drum bus can add punch and grit. Keep it musical though. Indeed, NB, too much low-end spear will fight the kick and sub. The goal is impact and texture, not mod. Now record 2 to 4 bars of the most energetic drum phrase. Try to capture ghost notes, a snare pickup, maybe a little fill or break variation. You're not trying to print everything. You're trying to catch the most useful movement so you can cut it into something new. This is one of the big secrets of jungle arrangement. Once you freeze a groove into audio, the transients and swing become editable material. That means you can create micro-edits that still feel authentic to the original pocket. After recording, crop down to the useful moments. Keep a clean snare hit, a break tail, a kick snare pickup, maybe a ghost note cluster. Anything that has character is fair game. Next, slice that resampled audio into a new MIDI track or into simpler. For speed, sliced new MIDI track is usually the smartest move in Ableton. If it's a break-heavy print, slice by transients. If you want a more fixed rhythmic pattern, use 1/8 or 1/16 slicing. Now program a short switch-up pattern, maybe 1 or 2 bars. This is where you can get really musical with the edits. Put a snare on the pickup before the drop. Add a chopped break fill in the last half bar. Repeat a kick or ghost hit for momentum. Leave a gap somewhere on purpose so the rhythm can breathe. And that gap matters. In DNB, silence is often louder than another fill. A well-placed pause can make the next hit feel massive. If you're using simpler, pay attention to the warp mode. Complex Pro is useful for full phrases, while Beats is great for punchy rhythmic chops. If any transient feels late, nudge the slice start a little earlier. And if the switch layer needs to sit behind the main groove, filter it down a bit so it feels thinner and more intentional. Now let's do the same thing with the bass. Create another audio track called Resample Bass, and print a few bars of the most useful bass movement from the drop. Don't just record the whole line endlessly. Capture a phrase that already has motion in it, a res movement, a sub drop, a mid bass stab, or a call and response idea. Before resampling, it helps to shape the bass a little. An auto filter sweep, a touch of saturator, maybe a bit of overdrive if you want edge. If the low end is too wide, use utility to keep the sub centered and the stereo width controlled. That's especially important in darker DNB, where you want the bottom end locked in and the upper bass free to move. Once it's printed, start editing. Cut out a bass stab, reverse one tail, duplicate a growl into a stutter, or leave a gap after the main hit so the drums can punch through. If the bass print is fighting the kick, simplify it. This workflow is all about commitment, but it's also about making smart choices with what you keep. Now we build the actual switch up in the arrangement. Think of it in 3 stages: reduction, mutation, and re-entry. First, reduction. Pull back a layer or two. Thin the drums out. Narrow the image if you want it to feel more focused. Let the listener feel that the groove is losing a bit of pressure. Then mutation. Bring in the resampled material. This could be chopped break edits, a bass stab, a reverse crash, a filtered drum collapse, or a little bit of all of that, as long as there's one dominant idea. That's a big coaching note here. Commit to one main transition concept. If you already have a chopped break doing the heavy lifting, you probably don't need three other competing fills on top of it. Then re-entry. Make the return feel inevitable. A snare roll, riser, noise burst, reverse crash, sub drop, or simple impact can all help. But again, don't overcrowd it. The best switch-ups are decisive, not packed with every trick in the folder. A strong 16-bar layout might go like this. The first four bars feel like the main drop. The next four bars thin out a little. The middle four bars become the switch-up zone, with a resampled break and bass stabs taking over. Then the last four bars rebuild the energy and aim toward the next drop. Automation is what makes this whole thing feel alive. The most useful lanes here are usually auto filter cutoff, utility width, reverb dry slash wet, delay feedback, and maybe a little saturation or drum bus movement. You do not need to automate everything. In fact, one of the easiest mistakes is over-automating. Pick a few strong moves and let them do the work. A classic move is to automate the drums into a narrower, filtered tunnel, then cut hard to a dry, wide, full-range hit on the next downbeat. That contrast is what makes the next drop feel heavier, even if the actual sounds aren't much bigger. For example, you can sweep a filter from a low cutoff into a brighter opening, widen the image right before the drop, then snap the stereo field back open on the first beat of the next phrase. Add a delay throw on the last bass note or a reverb tail on the final snare, and suddenly the transition feels designed instead of pasted on. Now give the switch-up some identity with a few simple effects. A short riser, a reverse crash, a sub-drop, a noise burst, or even a tape-stop style effect can help the moment feel like a real event. If you have a nice delay throw or reverb tail, consider printing that too. Resampling the resample is a powerful habit in Ableton. It lets you commit to the exact tail you want, and it often saves CPU while giving you more control. You can even do a final print of the whole switch section into a new audio track, then cut the best transient moments and place them back on the timeline. That kind of print and edit workflow is a huge part of making a production feel finished. After that, zoom out and compare the switch-up to the main drop. Listen for contrast. Ask yourself if the section really changes the energy silhouette. Does it feel rhythmically different? Is the bass still readable? Is the low end clean when the drums get busy? If anything feels cluttered, remove something. Maybe one bass layer goes. Maybe the reverb tail gets shorter. Maybe one extra kick disappears. A lot of intermediate D&B arranging gets stronger when you subtract more than you add. Here are a few things to keep in mind while you work. Resample with intent. Print sounds that already have motion in them, like filtered drums, moving bass, or effects with a clear tail. Flat sounds usually stay flat after editing. Use tiny edits to create designed chaos. A 1/16 shift, a reversed hit, or a clip tail can be more exciting than inventing an entirely new loop. Check the groove at low volume. If the switch-up still feels convincing when it's quieter, the arrangement is probably strong. If it only works loud, it may be depending too much on impact and not enough on rhythm. And most importantly, leave room for the next phrase. The switch-up should point toward the next drop, not overwhelm it. So the big takeaway is simple. Print your own drums and bass into audio, slice them into intentional phrases, use a few strong automations to create tension, keep the low end clean, and make the transition feel like a musical event. If your track has been stuck in loop mode, this workflow is one of the fastest ways to turn it into a proper jungle or D&B arrangement that actually goes somewhere. For a quick practice pass, set a 15-minute timer and try this. Pick an 8-bar drop loop, resample 2 bars of drums, slice them into fragments, resample 2 bars of bass, pull out 1 stab and 1 tail, build a 4-bar switch up, and automate just cutoff, width, and a delay throw. Then remove one thing that feels unnecessary. That's the challenge. Keep it sharp, keep it intentional, and let the switch up hit like a real moment in the track.